Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how we will never run out of land to buy and sell.
Isn't that a great feeling?
I'm going to go over the numbers. This is, all week. This is our five-year anniversary. For Land Academy. Jill and I started Land Academy in the summer of 2015. Mm-hmm. And it feels like, it's been 5 years. Feels like 25 years.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think so. I have to look back and go, gosh, was it 5 years? That was great.
Never would I ever have imagined that this group and what this thing, we just tapped into some pent up, uncovered correctly demand. What I learned, and we'll get into it here, I guess. Over the week, I guess we will. Mm-hmm. I love to teach. Mm-hmm. It's probably not good for my checkbook, but I like to do it.
I just love our community. We'll talk more about this, I'm sure, all week.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members in a landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
John wrote, I just read through your Facebook string about buying land to be a prepper. I'd like to buy a small piece of property near my apartment in Chicago. That's going to be interesting. To farm and use on the weekends. How do I do this? First of all, I have to ask, is there property near apartments in Chicago?
Well, I mean, you're not going to buy it down the street.
Okay, thank you.
But I think what he's talking about is like an hour drive. Two. Here's the thing. Our team posted, we always try new things. Mm-hmm. And they posted some, if you're a prepper, here's how you buy land. Mm-hmm. It's the same process. I don't care if you're farming or a developer or a reseller like we are. It's the same process to buy and sell land. So they posted a string on Facebook, and it just got thousands and thousands and thousands. It's still going.
That's so cool.
Of views and interest. And a lot of them were just like what John's saying here. It's all little special interest type questions, or a very similar question is, I've got my brother and I want to do this thing over here. What do we do? Mm-hmm. So in general, I'm going to answer the question, and then I'm going to tell you what I really think about this approach.
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
Here's what
you've been warned.
You want to buy a piece of real estate. I don't care what kind of real estate it is. It transcends all types of real estate in every single zip code and every single state or county. Mm-hmm. You get the data set. You find out what's going on there. Does it work on ParcelFact? Can I call the county? You just go through a list of stuff about qualifying this area that you're going to send mail in. And I have to say this, I've lost 90% of the people just with that for those first two sentences, because they don't want to go through it. They want to pick up their phone and go to realtor.com or Zillow or LandWatch and pick a property out.
And buy it.
And then call a seller or the real estate agent and ask all questions like, how do I do it? What do I do? Okay, this is not for you.
Can I farm on it?
Yeah.
Can I put chickens there?
If you're that type of person, here's what I've learned in 5 years of Land Academy. That's the vast majority of people. They want an easy button. They don't want to learn anything. They're not really willing to get off the couch to do anything. And that's fine. For the 2% of us that are willing to do that, the bags are too heavy, the money that we have, to drag to the bank. So if you want a cute little piece of property close to Chicago, what you do is you make sure that the data set is there and available. There's a lot of ways to do that. You send a letter to everybody, not a letter, but an offer to every single person that's in that data set, explaining exactly how you're going to buy the piece of property and for how much and when you're going to close. And you will buy that piece of property, John.
Yeah.
But will you do that? No.
Oh, maybe he will.
Okay.
Maybe John has a lot of time on his hands, he's committed.
Maybe he is.
Maybe we're gonna assume
chance.
The positive. Listen to you.
When Jill and I started Land Academy, we really started it. I started it kind of like with an attitude.
Yeah.
So this
and
5 year thing.
And it never went away.
This 5 year. No, I think I think it really got. Man, I really calmed down.
I'm just teasing you.
We're gonna bring a little bit of that back. Yeah. We're gonna bring a little bit of Jack's attitude back.
You've been warned.
Because, I'll tell you why. I can't stand these education programs. We have a very successful education program.
But wait a minute, you love teaching.
I love teaching. Absolutely. Just hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
Are you buffering me?
I'm just curious. I'm asking some questions.
I'm going to respond to John's thing here.
Okay.
There's all these education programs out there, and the vast majority are embarrassing. I'm embarrassed to be in this education space. That's how bad it is. It is packed full of these guru-type weirdos that just think that people are going to sign up for stuff, you know, under the guise of get rich buying and selling real estate. And the most of them are pertain to buying houses and renovating or reselling or whatever. So Jill and I set out to do this and make sure and drive it home that we're not like that at all. And these are all data-driven decisions, and they're proven. And we've done more than almost 16,000 deals to prove it. And our group's done probably hundreds of thousands. We can't keep track anymore. Yeah. So, yeah, you can buy a small piece of property near your apartment in Chicago, John. You can. There's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And my 5 years of experience tells me that the vast majority of the people are not going to do it right. And that you might be clicking off this podcast saying, who the hell does this guy think he is? And, you know, that's fine. But for the small percentage of you that really believe in data-driven decisions and believe that most of these programs out there are just a bunch of garbage, then continue to listen. And you can get rich at this. And have a blast doing it. Today's topic, thank you for letting me.
You're welcome.
That's the spirit of Land Academy. That is the spirit of Land Academy, and the people that have done great at this and the people who come to our live event have that attitude, have my attitude.
Well, I just think I don't think you have to have an attitude to do this. I'm just going to say that. You don't have, but you have to work at it. It's not going to be all easy. It's not going to be check one, check two, check three. There's stuff that comes up like any business. You have to go into it like that. It's like, I don't care what business you're starting. If you start a business, there's going to be stuff that goes on. You have to learn and get around it. And things come easy for us. They may not come easy for you. You don't need an
That's right.
attitude.
And the truth is, Jill and I have a blast all day long doing this. We really laugh, like probably the vast majority of the time. There's a little bit of crying. I'm not coming off like, you know, we do
have
a lot of fun.
Some deals fall through.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing too. The reality is some deals go perfect and a lot of deals don't. And you just work through them, big deal. And some fall apart. Oh, well, move on. Do another one.
Today's topic, we will never run out of land to buy and sell. Here's the numbers. There are about 155 million pieces of prop. Oh, the reason I wrote this topic is because this is over the 5 years. I think this is probably the number one question we get.
True.
The question is, am I too late to the party? Is all the property out there already bought?
You guys
have been doing this for
you?
5 years. Yeah.
Right. And there are too many. Is your group too big? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So here's the raw numbers. And the answer is no way. There's a lot. The best is yet to come. There's about I went and asked our virtual assistants in the Philippines to put together a sheet of all the properties county by county, and then next to it, so we've got all the properties, all the land properties, and then all the properties that are listed on Zillow, and all the properties that have been sold. This is just land, and here's the numbers. There are about in the universe of property out there. There's about 155 million properties in the country. 65% of those leaves you are land-related properties. That leaves you with about 100 million properties-ish. All the properties that are listed on Zillow, which is everything that's on the MLS, plus a ton of property listed for sale by owner that's not on the MLS. It's the best source that I can find to get an accurate number. There's about a little more than 500,000 properties listed for sale. That's half of 1% of all the properties out there. And then the sold properties are about 600,000, which is about six tenths of a percent or 0.61. So, and these are cycling through constantly. You know, the days on market for land is getting lower and lower and lower, meaning more is getting purchased and sold and listed. So if that cycles through, if the average days on market for land is just, let's say, I don't know, 100 days, I just know from experience, that means it cycles through 3 times a year. You know how restaurants look at table turnover?
Exactly.
So land turnover is 3 times a year. That's just, it ends up being millions of dollars for you in a tiny little market. I mean, right. I can sit here and talk numbers all day. So please, this is a very positive thing, not a negative thing. Rest assured, there is enough land for you to buy and sell, whoever you are. I will say this, and this happens often on our Thursday calls. There are a few counties that for whatever reason, and you can pull them, you don't have to make a mistake and send a mailer there and find this out the hard way. You can very easily find this out, and we teach this. Right. There's some counties like San Bernardino that are just packed. The numbers are staggering about how many properties are actually listed and how many properties are sold as a percentage of how many properties there are in the county. Just stay the heck out of there. It's so overrun. For whatever reason, there are just, I think there's a lot of real estate people in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And you just see the property values. How low? I don't know. Who knows why?
Within a quick driving, I don't know.
There's enough to go around.
Yeah. I think it's like the closest place from LA to get real, to get acreage. That's kind of why I look at it. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Who knows why?
Right. So we will never run out of land to buy and sell, you know, and I can do all the math for you, but it's not, it's something that you, with those numbers that I just gave you, you could back into it. You know, here's a fun exercise if you're into it. For every 1,000 offers we send out or so, we buy a property and resell it. Our average margin, profit margin, is about $30,000 right now. And that's doubling. We spend 30 and sell it for 60. Some are better, some are worse. Our average is about 30,000. So if you multiply selling out 1,000 offers and collecting $30,000 at the end of that process, the numbers are real positive. What?
I like how you just end it like that. Okay.
I mean, this is another classic example. Like, I could do the math for you.
I know.
I could sit next to you and tell you how to do this for the next 12 months.
Yeah.
And then you would do it.
How I see it is we kind of keep an idea. Like, I keep a rough idea when I start. Like, right now I'm diving back in hardcore because of the obvious what's going on. There's a lot of great deals out there. So I'm really focusing on that. But so I spend a little bit of time keeping an eye on counties and keeping track of where we're mailing, but I'm not too concerned. A lot of it is based on what you just said about turnover. Hey, maybe we send a mailer out to XYZ County in X state, you know, in this summer, and I might hit them again in the spring based on turnover. And hey, now that area is hot again. Now I see people are selling, there's movement. Who, you never know why. So like you just said, never running out of bat light. You don't have to hit one area, move on, and one area, move on, one area, move on. You find one area that sings to you, you're doing really well, you could hang out in that area for a long time.
So what Jill's saying is, in Jill's perfect way, is she's using data to make decisions about whether or not to send a mailer in that area again,
right,
or to move over one county or move over two states.
Right.
Or, you know, maybe there's all kinds of reasons why you would continue to work in one area. In fact, the show tomorrow is all about Jill's experience right now working with area specialists. So, and sometimes it's a people-driven mailer. Like, you have a great land broker that's just dying. So there's all kinds of reasons that why this works. But I'll tell you, every single one of them is data-driven.
Yeah. It's interesting when you get into it. Like right now, I'll talk more about it tomorrow. But one county, two counties in this little region, you know, half, you know, the bottom half of a state basically, are great. And then you would think right next door is great. They tank. It's really interesting. And you'll find it. And we'll talk.
Yep.
Happy you could join us today. Every week, Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, you can find us here on The Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on The Land Academy Show is called Be an Area Specialist, Know All the People Involved. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I have to tell you, I changed the script, so
fine. Do you know what? You know, as talking about 5 years into this, I kind of have it memorized, and I can wing it if I need to.
Good for you, because
I don't need no stinking script.
I can't remember anything like when it comes to this.
That's all
these
right.
These poor actors. I watch these people in these movies and TVs, and they memorize, you know, half-hour scenes. I have so much respect for that. I can't remember my middle name.
That's funny.
Oh, it's Jack.
That's right. The Land Academy Show remains commercial-free for you, our loyal listeners. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.
Now you need a script for that.